in December.
Sorry, I just spoiled that.
No, it's called, you know what this
is called? It's called a Segway. Yeah, see again.
But it's the safe kind of Segway that you don't drive off a cliff in.
Yep.
Too soon.
No, it's not too soon. Episode 7 of the WP Candy WordPress Podcast. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justin.
Oh,
oh wow.
Double-bit twins.
I'm Justin Bella.
Justin Rao.
Eric Lash.
Ray.
And back around to me, Ray and Justin, you guys from Guild Press. Yes. You're with us, I think, once or twice before, maybe.
I don't know how many times. I'm trying to black it out.
It's all blur.
It is. It's all blocked out.
Well, I mean, this early, you've been on basically one-third of all of our podcasts we've done. Longest-running guests that we've had. That's
true. We never leave.
So you guys want to remind everybody what you guys do?
We work on Guild Press, which is a content management system for guilds based on WordPress. And definitely was not offline today.
And you guys launched, right? You guys launched
since
the last time.
We did send out some invites. We also posted some invite codes on Facebook. And obviously we're in a holding pattern again since the server went down for a little bit today to try and figure out what's gone wrong.
You broke it.
Probably.
Could be.
It's a quality product, obviously. No, gamers should really go check it out, guildpresshq.com.
Oh, yeah, happy to take you away from those pressing issues.
Thank you.
Good deal. And we're all still, we were just actually talking right before we got started, recovering from last weekend, or recovered now.
We're back.
From Detroit.
Everybody's back.
I'm recovered as of like 2 or 3 days ago. The double rubbles finally have cleared their way through my system.
Yeah. It took midweek.
It did.
I was like ready to go.
Yeah,
again.
Me too.
It was like a 2-day thing, and it took me like 3 or 4 days to recover from.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not that old.
Right. Yeah.
I think the only painful part were the rubbles.
the rubbles.
It's a shameful thing, but I think between the five of us, we consumed what 30?
Yeah.
Like, what dollar? What are
buck
they?
Doubles.
Buck doubles.
As Bella kept saying, yeah. Buck doubles.
from Burger King.
What can we say?
That was pain.
We love meat in hand or around our mouths.
Yeah,
because it was late night, late.
McDonald's didn't take our credit. McDonald's
it's true.
Demanded cash.
Yeah, they did.
Like their burgers are.
Like their burgers are too good. They're too good for my
credit only.
Yeah.
Cash only.
Cash only.
Cash only.
It's how you sell drugs. It's not how you sell burgers.
Which I know. I sell prostitutes with credit. What do you think I got Square for? GetSquare.com?
Get Square. Or Square Up, isn't it?
Or yeah, it's Square Up.
Square
yeah.
Up. Come on.
My
I think
bad.
They also have... I think it's Square Up and Get Squared. None of that matters.
Does it come in different shapes?
Square? A square that comes in like a circle? It should.
Well, it's just like a star. It doesn't actually... onto the top of the phone.
Right, yeah.
But it looks nice.
It's totally unusable.
It's totally cool. So WordPress stuff, right?
Sure.
It's been at least 2 or 3 weeks since we've done like a news-related WordPress podcast because of Detroit and our laziness to do more podcasts. Hopefully we can keep to a regular schedule now. But the biggest thing still probably in the last month or so has been... WordPress, or Automattic, I suppose, WordPress.com, taking in blogs from Windows Live, which is pretty big.
You know. It's fairly big. I know for a fact that the Windows Live Spaces user account is really not 30 million users. Like, I know that for a fact, but...
Right. So the official story, it was announced at Disrupt, TechCrunch Disrupt, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a big, you know, one of the big announcements or whatever, that 30 million users or 30 million accounts going to be moving over, but there really aren't that many. Like, that's not real.
Yeah, that's just typical Microsoft.
Yeah.
I should preface that with, you know, I used to work at that company, so I know the kind of the shenanigans they pull. It's like, you know, I set up like 4 Windows Live Spaces accounts.
You say shenanigans, I imagine like, you know, people running around the office like putting whoopee cushions on chairs.
Well, yeah, Steve Ballmer, you know, yelling, you know, "Be in your ass, you're fired!" Kind of, you know, those kind of shenanigans.
That's what you want in your business.
Yeah, that's
how these businesses are so legitimate.
So yeah, 30 million moving over to WordPress.com, which technically. I mean, it's not so much that they're moving over to WordPress. They're moving over to WordPress.com, which is a hosted version of WordPress. It's not,
right.
So it's not really, I think a lot of people are reading it as, oh, everybody's switching over. But really, you know, it's good, but it's still for automatic. It's still for a, you know,
well, yeah, company. One thing that I'm wondering as far as this story goes, like, are they going to create a special, like, branded version for Windows Live Spaces? I mean, is it going to be just a regular WordPress.com account, or, you know, is it going to have a bunch of Microsoft branding? Like, I wonder these things because, like, I know some of the people that use Windows Live, myself included, and you know, we're not real smart. So
wait,
like,
you've used Windows Live before?
I may or may not be logged into Windows Live right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, wow. So
that's how I talk to my secret girlfriend without my wife finding out.
That's she'll how never we all do it, right?
She'll never listen to this, so it's okay.
No, that's how we all do it, because if you want to go somewhere that nobody's ever going to go and visit...
That's exactly... Yeah, you know, yeah. It's true. Like, yeah. It's totally true.
So, okay, so you're going to have an account at WordPress.com soon now.
But I already have an account at WordPress.com, so now I'm going to be, like, overwhelmed.
Oh,
yeah,
too many.
Yeah,
how are you
too many accounts.
It can't be done.
It can't, yeah. Clearly, it doesn't allow for that.
Well, who jumped the gun when they released that 30 million number? Like, who?
That was just the
Steve
official
Ballmer.
Announcement.
Yeah, he was like, let's just say we had 30 million.
Yeah, everybody pushed it around.
Oh, like, yeah.
It wasn't until, who was it? That first said, hey, that
yeah, somebody.
Not
I, you know what's funny is I didn't even see this, that you had this right here, WordPress.com.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Shows how much I read your website.
Thanks a lot.
And
yeah.
The pieces right. of paper I hand you, you look at those.
Yeah, well, you know, I, you know.
Has there been a figure released on how many of those are active?
Well, at first, I'm just reading. This is
six.
Six.
Well, counting or not counting Ray?
Seven if you're counting me.
Okay, all right. Just looking at our old post about this, Joe Wilcox on Beta News is apparently the first one who said, based on internal email messages from Microsoft...
Quit leaking those!
...that allegedly assert that 30 million customer statistic was inflated and that only 1% of Windows Live Spaces blogs are currently active. So if you take the 30 million customers, what's 1% of...
3 million.
Yeah. Which is still a good amount.
Still, yeah, that's still pretty significant.
300,000. Good thing you don't handle our money.
1%, 30 million, 3 million.
Oh, 10%, wow. Wow.
And apparently, so as reported on, I'm just reading here, as reported on Beta News, the email reads, 300,000, there you go, 300,000 sites are expected to migrate of the 30 million, quote, blogs. Most are dead.
Yeah.
WordPress is adding somewhere, hold on. Notifications here.
The people are dead or the blogs are dead. Like Gary Coleman had one and doesn't have it
anymore. So now we're down back to five again.
He's a great actor. A great man.
What you talking about, Willis?
His life was short.
Yeah, it's something you should probably check in on because Automattic's VP of User Growth, Paul Kim, said in response to it that within 48 hours of the announcement, they had migrated almost 50,000 blogs. And so he said, if there are only 300,000 actual active blogs, we'll be able to know that pretty soon. So,
But we never heard anything again because the Microsoft guys were like, all right, don't say it.
Shut up.
Shut up. But yeah.
We
yeah.
didn't lie
we
to
will,
everybody.
We will send Steve to work at your company.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at the deeper level, Ballman. I mean, less than... it's really less of a news story about WordPress gaining them as much as Windows Live just kind of fading away, going like it's gone.
Right. Yeah. And
broken and dead.
And you know, I mean, it does kind of attest though to the fact that Automattic is able to attract such a big company.
So what other blogging systems are left?
TypePad.
Okay.
Blogger.
Blogger's still probably the biggest.
Blogger's
right?
still the biggest one to
Tumblr's
my knowledge.
Still out there.
Tumblr's still going
it's
pretty strong.
Starting to gain traffic. So
yeah, Tumblr's growing.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So really,
I mean, I'm not particularly interested in WordPress gaining everything. I mean,
I
want them to be the
no,
one.
No, yeah,
be terrible.
I agree.
The only one.
Movable type,
and then fail.
So yeah,
okay.
Expression engine. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but Expression Engine is that hosted?
No, as far as just hosted goes,
yeah,
that's it. I mean,
All right. Anything else worth talking about? That probably not. Probably beat that one to death.
Yeah, thanks, Microsoft.
Yeah. Cool story. What do they do now?
what do they
what
do
does Microsoft do?
Yeah. Now that they're out of the blog business, I mean, what's left?
Xbox.
They've got Xbox. Yeah, they've got Xbox.
They're trying to branch off Xbox, though.
Yeah, I saw that.
For other stuff, but...
Yeah.
I got a birthday coming up, too, though, Justin.
Oh. Which Justin?
Oh.
You know what? Play the odds. Both Justins.
Yeah, I'll tell both Justins you want a new game.
I'm curious.
Check the little news sheet. Also, in the past couple weeks, WP Honors, the Oscars for WordPress, launched. This is a story that we got to break about 2 weeks ago, so it's a little bit old, but it's still there.
It's still relevant. I mean, it's still going, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just voted for WP Candy the other night.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, you can do that. Everybody can vote for
WP. Go vote for them.
You can all do that out there.
So it's WP. take a reasonable request and turn it creepy. get real up close in there and make it a command.
You will vote for WP Candy.
Yeah, so WP Honors, created by Jared Williams, taking votes. Well, right now, I think, let me check the dates. Now it's just full voting. They were taking nominations for a little while, but now I think it's just voting until January when the winners get announced.
It seems like kind of a ways away.
Yeah.
January.
Actually,
it's not really that far. Yeah. Year's almost over, buddy.
Nominations are still open. Sorry, I read that wrong.
2.5 months.
I think nominations will be closed in November, so we're still good. If there's anything aside from our side that you'd even want to nominate.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's nothing else to nominate. WP Candy, done.
The votes are in. Just pulling up the site here. I know they have personalities, sites, plugins.
Themes.
You're going to win the personality one because of us.
Yeah, yeah. So Emil's,
I'm not even nominated.
Well, I'm going to make sure I nominate him.
No.
Or you know what? Even better, I'm going to nominate Lash.
He'd probably win.
Somehow. Out of nowhere. He'll beat top core developers and everybody.
Uh-huh.
Matt Mullenweg wouldn't even win.
Oh, man.
I'll vote for you, Eric.
What do I have to do?
Just be yourself, buddy.
We just need a picture of you, and we'll
get you up there.
The microphones are off, then we'll tell you what you have to do.
Oh, again.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Most of the personalities that are here, I don't know.
I was about to say, who are these people?
I don't know who any of these people are. That's it.
Otto.
Okay. Now, Otto I know. Okay,
Brad.
Now we're starting to get into it. So it feels like the nominations are, and I know only like half of us can see the screen, which makes it all the better.
Yeah, it does. It truly does.
We really should be using this TV or something to project this.
That would be helpful.
But that's not what we're looking for.
We don't care.
It looks like the new nominations are pushed to the top, like it's not alphabetical.
Right, yeah. It looks like, the good, legitimate... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I just, disparage half the people.
Oh, that's awful. Well, it's nice. Mulweg's on there.
Mulweg is on there, but he's a pink square.
Yeah, it's his Twitter avatar, not a real picture of him, which...
is important.
Yeah, whatever.
He doesn't exist.
Otto's in there twice.
Otto is in there twice.
Wait. Maybe it's randomized. Hey, Shane's on here. We gotta vote for Shane.
Hey, Shane!
We don't have a Shane. Shane Sanderson was one of the speakers at Detroit last week, and I hung out with him.
He listened to the last podcast, too.
It seems to have, yeah.
He'll never listen again, but he listened.
Yeah,
he
would. Probably
no reason to.
He doesn't know who we are anymore.
Oh.
I like Shane.
Okay, it's gotta be random. I've seen a few names a couple times.
So now, since I disparage the first half, people are gonna go there and it'll be randomized.
And
it'll
be
the legitimate people, and it'll be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
So I really wanted to contrast though this site with another site that popped up just in the last week or so, which is called WPFightClub.com.
Yeah, great article.
Isn't the first rule of Fight Club to never talk about Fight Club?
Unless it's a WordPress Fight Club, then you blog about it.
Oh, nerds!
You can't blog about WordPress.
No, Vela can introduce us to this. He did the whole.
Yeah.
Well, Justin Vela.
Well,
Justin
I Vela. Did half of the article. Ryan.
He did all of the work.
I did all of the work, and then Ryan ruined it with his work.
But isn't that how it always works?
But it's very similar. It's. I think the categories were premium themes, premium plugins, free themes, free plugins, and then websites, developers.
It seems kind of open-ended to who can, it's just basically whoever says, I want to be in a fight.
Right. But it's instead of the polling, it's one versus one with polling. Instead of a large group of people, they just put two companies that are similar together and then let people vote on them and then they commemorate the winner. But same idea, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. It was a little bit angrier.
Yeah.
I like the base 02 font.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
I feel like a total loser knowing that that's the name of the font used there.
I judged you when you said it. As soon as you said it, I judged you.
Don't judge me, monkey.
But there haven't been any fights yet, so...
We should put
this. I think that the thing that would make this, like, way more intense is, like, if they actually made these people fight in real life. Like, I want to see Mullenweg versus Otto. Like, I would pay cash
money.
Fight
it out. Punch it out.
Yeah, I would pay cash money for that.
It sounds like we're being attacked by dentists or something.
Yeah, the building we're in is like an alarm. Is that an alarm going on?
No, it's the vacuum cleaner.
Close, though.
We're way too jumpy.
Leave it to Justin.
What the hell is that?
It's just Bella's family.
Oh, that was awful. Wow.
Every time. This is like the fourth time we've recorded this. Stick to the script. Terrible.
Win.
Yeah, no, I could go for some actual fist fights at work camps. That'd be cool.
That's it. I think that we should make that proposal. At work camp Louisville, I think I am going to submit a proposal for like a ringside bout between WordPress people. And I bet you anything, that shit takes off.
WP cage fights,
yeah!
Hey, you better jump on that.com.
Oh, man,
before this goes out.
Yeah, I will. I'll make sure WP cage fights is already locked in.
God. Taking it to the next level. Like, you say fights, like, we say fight to the death. Yeah. Literally, the death.
Yes, exactly.
You would be no more.
It just got a little bit too real.
It did. So yeah, WP Fight Club. Excellent site.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. It'll be more interesting.
So negative.
Well, it'll be interesting when they're like, no, I know James Dahlman who put it together. He's cool, and it sounds like he has some cool plans for it. But it's hard to really gauge it until we see some fights show up and like what it actually looks like.
And I hope once they do it, it's not just vote for him or vote for him. Like, it's got to be something. They have the twist on it.
Well, and it seems like the WP Honors site is more of an approach. Let's try to recognize people who maybe don't get recognized, which is a cool idea. Or, you know, state the obvious. I mean, we'll have to see how it turns out. Whereas this, WP Fight Club, seems to be more about people like to talk trash sort of on Twitter and marketing. Sometimes it turns a little bit nasty with saying one is better than the other. So it feels like that's where this came from. He wants to sort of pit competitors against one another. So it might actually get...
heated?
Yeah, a little maybe less...
professional.
Yeah, well, we'll see. That's why I say we'll see. We'll see what happens, because this one is left a lot more up to the people and how they handle it.
So I should go submit myself in a fight against somebody and then post it on 4chan so I'm guaranteed to win.
Except the last time you put something on 4chan, they deleted it.
It was so bad that 4chan took it down, yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to touch that, because I know that story, and I don't want to get into it.
We don't want to get into that on the podcast, because that person may listen to the podcast and literally will bring a gun and shoot us all.
Well, you know, we'll get to that some other time.
Yes.
On a different podcast.
Future episode! That's just a teaser right there.
That's
teaser.
How you do it.
It's a teaser. That's how the professionals
see. Well, I'm not showing up that day. I don't want to show up. Shit.
You've got a lot to live for, buddy. I'm trying to get killed for this shit.
More double rubbles.
Those will kill you. Well, you mentioned we're going to be at Louisville in December.
Sorry, I just spoiled that.
No, it's called... You know what?
It's called a Segway. Yeah, see, again.
But it's the safe kind of Segway that you don't drive off a cliff in.
Yep.
Too soon.
No, it's not too soon. If you make a vehicle and you somehow manage to die in that vehicle, that's pretty sweet.
It is.
It's probably not good for your stock, but that's pretty sweet.
Remember the build-up for that thing? Like, when four-legged house, they were just going to...
Remember the South Park episode?
I'm getting one.
Where they did it, and do you remember that?
I don't think so.
We need a picture when you post this podcast of the device they made on the South Park episode.
Oh, I remember.
Like,
the thing that banged you?
Yes, that thing. Like, that needs to be the title graphic.
Oh, no. We haven't actually done ever.
That would be the first time right there. Bam, we're making your podcast more professional.
One-seventh of our podcasts all have graphics now.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Me making a note, because otherwise, I don't listen to these things. I'm never going to hear it again.
It's true.
So back to Louisville. Segway. That's how that happened.
Sorry.
That's December 4th. And I think we're all going to go, right?
Yeah.
Everybody going to make it?
When is it?
December 4th.
I should be able to do that.
Well, you got to check your calendar, check with the secretary.
I gotta check the bank account.
That too.
I gotta check with Mein Fuhrer.
You are just taking risks here.
I am.
No, but Louisville looks like it'd be fun. I think there's three tracks this time, which will be different then. So, you, all four of you, it was your first WordCamp in Detroit, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how, because Louisville, I think, is their first year also. So it'll be interesting to compare the one track experience before and the one track 2 day experience to this Louisville, which will be 1 day, three tracks, and hopefully a little bit more variety in the speakers.
That'll be really cool to have a track where.
Why do you keep looking at me?
Because I like you.
Like I'm not you. So much concerned about that as much as why is he crawling across the table to you? That's the question I want to answer.
Just
why does everything always go this direction with us?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because it's a homo podcast.
That's way funnier than anybody
knows. Yeah, it's funny because it's an inside thing.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. Well, that's been most of this podcast so far.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
McRubble Double.
Rubble Double. Our entourage will grow by one because Aaron won't be there.
Yeah, the other other guru.
That's another idea. Like we should Aaron. Like Aaron I'm gonna you know what? Well, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna create like a site where like. I'm going to try to convince people, like, join the Ryan Immel entourage at WordCamps. And, like, you make a commitment to join the entourage.
So why did that make it weird? Why you got to make it weird?
I'm just saying, we want it to be weird.
We're here to ruin your career, buddy.
So clearly I should partner with you people.
Yes.
Bring it straight down. And then right before Louisville, I guess I'm going to WordCamp Minneapolis-St. Paul all by my lonesome. At Best Buy HQ, which should be cool.
I've been to Best Buy HQ. It's a very cool place. It's very cool, so.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, sorry we can't go with you. We're all selfish.
Yeah, you guys suck. Wait, why have you been to Best Buy HQ?
Because I used to work for Best Buy Corporate.
What did you do for Best Buy Corporate?
I wrote the employee magazine.
Talk about that.
Yeah, no. We got a whole new topic here. What was this about?
Like, Best Buy puts out a magazine for their employees. It's like, go team!
Right, yeah.
How yeah, it? Like,
it's go team! Got an opener.
That was me. Yeah.
So wait, what did you write, though? Like, what is there to write? Just all propaganda?
It's just propaganda, it really is. It's like, hey, here's brainwashing to buy more stuff.
Yeah, because you needed that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like a hole in the head.
But yeah, so it's at Best Buy HQ. I get to speak there, which is cool. I'm going to be about multi-site again, but the more advanced version of it, because there's actually developer track this time around.
Now I really feel like I need to go.
You need to go.
I might go.
You should.
Everybody
should go.
The price for the flight was cheap.
No, it's like $200, like round trip. That's not bad.
That's really cheap.
Yeah, if you get on it soon enough. But
I'm going to get on it.
Where is I going with this? A few tracks. Speaking in front of developers, which is a little bit frightening.
They're going to tear you to shreds.
That's the thing. Like, there's a difference between speaking in front of people that, like, maybe you know you're telling them stuff that they absolutely don't know.
Right.
But with developers, the odds are they're going to probably
they're
gonna
know stand
better
up.
Than.
They're going to be those people.
But I've been in the crowd of developers when they turn on a speaker.
Never good.
Never good. It's painful. It might have happened a little bit in Detroit in some
it's
cases.
Probably funny to
it
see.
Did.
It did. Well, it doesn't count if you were the one to try to start the.
Yeah, I was like instigating stuff all weekend.
Like, wait, there's something on Twitter. I'm going to see what I can do there.
That was like our first 10 minutes there. Like, yeah. I look at the board and see Ray talking shit. Like, oh, God, we're going to turn on this. Everybody's going
to. Yeah, no. You know, wasn't there a point where, like, I wasn't in there and you guys said, good thing Ray wasn't in here?
That was the second day?
Yeah, it was the second day. I don't remember exactly which speaker it was.
But somebody plugged the.
It was another. There were two plugs throughout the weekend for an outsourcing website.
Right, which we won't name.
Yeah, because what good is that?
But I guess at one point it had happened, and
yeah,
like
you
was
out,
that
you
verbally said? Like
yes,
okay.
It was referenced again. Like go to the site.
Oh,
it's really yeah. Cool. You should all check it out, and then. I looked at Ryan and I said, thank God Ray's not here.
Yep. And then we used that the day after to outsource Justin's job.
We're still here to clean up. That's what I do.
That's awful. That's terrible.
Let's talk about Louisville. No, Minneapolis.
We just did.
Oh, look at you trying to help.
Welcome to 10 minutes ago.
Vela just blacked out for about 5 minutes.
Hey, so don't listen to Ryan.
Hey, I got something to say about Fight Club.
They've matched two people together.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's okay. So, yeah, typically we need like the audio like breakups in between these things. We'll probably never get it done, but something to say like that was the news. Now we're going into this is the part where we typically pull from emails or Twitter messages, but we don't really have any of those because we haven't done a podcast in a couple weeks. But if you want to be on that,
yeah.
You can email podcast@wpcandy.com, at reply us, whatever.
What's your Twitter username?
WP Candy.
You should probably
Candy everywhere.
Sirlash.
If they're listening to this, they know.
Sirlash?
Sirlash.
That's right.
At Sirlash.
I forgot. If you want to be on the podcast or have your stuff read, you need to at reply Sirlash at least once a day.
Yes.
Oh, win.
So then I guess to wrap up, do WordPress picks. Now, this is something that I know I didn't really warn Justin and, Justin 2. You get Justin 2 today. And Eric about. But typically this is the part of the podcast where something that you use regarding WordPress, whether it's a website, a plugin, a theme, a book, something like that, we try to highlight so that other people can check it out, whatever. Also gives us an opportunity to plug stuff if we have something worth plugging. So does anybody have one they want to jump in with?
Mine goes back to when we were building Theme Finder.
Okay.
When I was going through all the websites, my favorite was Viva Themes. I thought those were pretty sweet, all of them. I don't know anything really about WordPress. I'm learning as I go, but those stuck out with me.
Yeah, so you're talking about when we were building Theme Finder. That's a plug we can do. Hey, Theme Finder.
Theme Finder.
WPCandy.com.
I already called that.
I get
to say Theme Finder.
Yeah, they have cool, simple themes.
You can say it again.
Oh, I've never seen these guys.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
So the process, he says from the other side of the monitor. Yeah, we'll fix that for next week. Yeah, the process of putting stuff into Theme Finder, we had to take screenshots of pretty much every theme that we put in, and so we all got very familiar with a lot of theme companies that, you know, you typically don't hear about. So cool, Viva, it's vivathemes.com.
Or just
and
go
they
on
can,
the
and they can send us lots of money for that plug.
They should.
Oh, so much.
Just so much money.
To Justin Vella.
Yeah, he's
at Justin D. Vella on Twitter.
Recently put out of work sourcing websites.
I don't know. Did you guys ever talk about? I know it had been mentioned on the site, but I don't know if it was ever mentioned in the podcast because I listened to them, but really I just turned them on for noise.
We do provide plenty of noise.
You do. Did you guys ever talk about quality control on the podcast and what an awesome theme that is?
I don't think we did.
Because that's an awesome theme. We're using that like we were using Track, like legitimate development software. And then we saw, hey, we could just do this in WordPress, like our bug tracking. So we switched to it. I think it's getqualitycontrol.com, maybe?
Yeah, there's a theme by, I'm trying to remember the author's name. It's not listed on the site. Ooh, yeah, Spencer Fennell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Getqualitycontrol.com. Turn a basic WordPress install into a simple and straightforward ticketing system.
Crushing bugs like a boss.
Sort of like a... Or like Basecamp, like if people don't use Track, like it's
right.
I mean, similar in idea.
Hardcore developers.
Carry this for a second. I gotta let someone in.
We'll keep carrying on here. Yeah, but quality control is really cool. So
hey,
it's
I enjoy
a
it.
Yeah, it's made our work at Gilpress a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
We actually just use it to file all of our trouble tickets, bounce ideas around. Like otherwise, I'd forget what we're supposed to be doing.
You silly boy.
I know I fail at life, so yeah, it's cool though. I like it. And it's free, and I believe it is GPL, so you can
do whatever you want with it. I'm back.
Yep.
Yeah,
Ryan's back.
There's also, that reminds me too of, we covered it on the site, I think this past week, I think it's Pressed, oh, crap, what is it? I'll look it up on the site, but there's a service that started up that allows you to run different app-like themes in a hosted environment. And
I saw
Quality
that.
Control is the first one they started off with. Let me look up because it's worth plugging them.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was like, hey, that's pretty cool.
That's exactly what you said.
I really did.
All right, let me find
I get really excited about WordPress, as you can see.
It's good. Excitement is nice.
It is. I mean, I got to get excited about something in my life.
I know we just talked about it.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
Man, was it before the last podcast?
Yeah.
Apparently it was a long time ago.
I remember it.
I do remember. No, that's not it. Well, this isn't entertaining at all, so I'll find it.
No.
What is it?
Rao, did you have a pick?
I didn't have a pick. I was informed of this like 10 minutes beforehand.
That's all right. I'll take the
press WP. Press WP.
It's presswp.com.
I can pick Ryan. can I?
It's a totally different show.
Yeah.
presswp.com is a free hosted.
He's my favorite.
Well, they seem to be pitching like hosted all sorts of WordPress related things, but for now it's WordPress issue tracking.
When they start doing guild stuff, then we'll never talk about them again.
Then you're in trouble. Yeah. Well, we can talk about it. You guys won't talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, no. How about, well, Lash, did you have one or should I go straight to mine?
You are mine.
So we'll go straight to mine then.
That's like the only thing Lash has said the whole podcast.
No. I love you, Ryan.
No, he said something about McRubble Doubles. And
yeah, I was talking about that.
You were. You were on that.
Yeah.
You know what? Pound it and explode it.
Explode?
And for those of you listening, they just pounded it and exploded it.
And I made the cool sound effect.
Gain butt sex. My pick is a newly released BuddyPress plugin called BuddyStream. This was released just a couple of days ago on the 15th, and I'm pretty sure it was being held off to release either at or just after WordCamp New York City, which was this past, or NYC.
NYC.
Which was this past weekend. So BuddyStream.
Sounds cool.
Is a plugin that synchronizes social networks and puts them into the BuddyPress activity stream if you have a BuddyPress install. So it's kind of cool, like kind of creates an activity stream within BuddyPress or augments it with
it's nice,
Twitter, Facebook, Flickr, YouTube.
You could use that to archive stuff then.
You could.
So like you always have your own permanent copy somewhere. Because you know how many social networks fail on a day-to-day basis. So.
Exactly. So it's nice that you can sort of manage your own. I mean, you know, BuddyPress now can be activated on single WordPress installs, so you don't have to have a massive community to use something like this. I can't say I've played around with it, but it's on my short list of things to check out.
I'm going to add it to my list. That's pretty cool.
Short list?
Short list.
Just made my list.
Along with me?
Your kiss is on my list because your kiss is on my list. We should check out his nice.
I can't resist. Yep, I love that song.
What's that, fella?
What does Shane do at Nine Seeds? What is Nine Seeds?
Let me pull it up.
That's something you could play, Eric.
You like Shane. I like a lot of things.
Nine Seeds is a...
I've plugged like four things already.
Because plugging equals I like this.
It's no, like it's liking good. On Facebook.
Nine Seeds, they do WordPress development, or web development, but they do a lot of stuff with WordPress. He was talking like it was like a three-person partnership, but they're out of Texas, I think. Yeah. Four people, looks like. Shane is the aesthetic engineer. He's cool. You should follow him on Twitter. I think it's just Shane Sanderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twitter. On Twitter, at WP Candy. I'm on there as Ryan Immel, just my name. Rao, what about you?
At Justin Rao.
Justin Rao.
At Justin D. Vella.
At Sir Lash.
At Sir Lash.
So Ray and Eric are both on
yes.
At Sir Lash.
Yes. Yes.
That's helpful.
I'm ghost tweeting.
Ghost tweeting for him.
I did.
Working on a book.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Yeah. Cool. So it's a fitness guide. It's called First Round Fitness. You guys should totally check it out.
So many plugs all over the place.
That's true. All right.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
We're good. All right. Well, if all works well, we'll actually do this next week at the same time. Hopefully. Similar number of people. And,
right.
Be a little bit more regular with these.
You good?
Sweet!
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wow.